Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Tuesday. Have a message from my book, Warrior That Choose to Live By. Have Music War Artist of the Week, Luke Bryan. And in today's entertainment spotlight, yesterday, had a chance to have a great conversation with award-winning author Tina Siemens about her very busy 2024 she's having. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's podcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Tuesday headlines. In national news, crowds cheer as total eclipse heads from Mexico to Canada. A total solar eclipse crossed North America on Monday, slicing a diagonal line from the southwest to the northeast, briefly plunging communities in Mexico, the U.S., and Canada along the track into darkness. Hundreds of White House staffers and security personnel watched the eclipse from around the complex, including some staffers catching a glimpse of the partial eclipse from the roof of the executive mansion. Some jeers and boos could be heard when clouds briefly obscured the partial eclipse, but cheers erupted when the sky cleared up enough to see it. Golfers at Augusta National got a pretty good show of the solar eclipse on Monday. Georgia was not in the path of totality, but the sun was shining brightly and there was nary a cloud in the sky during practice rounds for the Masters, ideal conditions to watch the moon cast at least part of the course in shadow. The eclipse cut through major cities including Dallas, Austin, Indianapolis, Cleveland, and Niagara Falls, New York. In more national news, plea talks ongoing for third man charged in killing a Run-DMC star, Jam Master Jay. Prosecutors and defense lawyers are exploring the possibility of a plea deal for the last of three men charged in the 2002 killing a Run-DMC star, Jam Master Jay, both sides said last week, less than 6 weeks after two co-defendants were convicted. The talks just begun, and it's unclear what federal prosecutors might be willing to offer Jay Bryant or what he might be willing to accept. Federal prosecutors and Bryant's lawyers declined to comment after court, says the Associated Press. Both sides are due to file a written status report on August the 5th. For now, the judge set Bryant's trial for late next January. Bryant, 50, has pleaded not guilty to murder in the shooting of Jam Master Jay, born Jason Mazzell. As a DJ in Run-DMC, he crafted beats and scratches that helped rap break through a mainstream audience in the 1980s. With hits such as It's Tricky and a genre-crossing version of Aerosmith's Walk This Way, Run-DMC was the first rap group with gold and platinum albums and a video in regular rotation on MTV. Mazzell was shot in his Queens, New York recording studio on October the 30th, 2002, in front of witnesses who worked for him. Despite rewards and a plethora of tips, it took decades for investigators to elicit the information that finally led to the arrest of Carl Jordan Jr. and Ronald Washington in 2020 and Bryant in 2023. In more national news, Biden promotes life-changing student loan relief in Wisconsin as he rallies younger voters. President Joe Biden said Monday that college graduates would see life-changing relief from his new plan to ease debt burdens for more than 30 million borrowers, the latest attempt by the president to make good on a campaign promise that could buoy his standing with young voters. Biden detailed the initiative, which has been in the works for months, during a trip to Wisconsin, one of a handful of battleground states that could decide the outcome of Biden's likely rematch with Donald Trump, the presumptive nominee. Biden said he wanted to give everybody a fair shot and the freedom to chase their dreams as he lamented the rising cost of higher education. Biden's trip comes less than a week after primary voting in Wisconsin that highlighted political weaknesses for Biden as he prepares for the general election. More than 48,000 Democratic voters chose uninstructed instead of Biden, more than double his narrow margin of victory in the state in 2020. Trump also saw a significant number of defections during the state's primary, with nearly 119,000 Republicans voting for a different candidate than their party's presumptive nominee. And finally, in business news, Wall Street holds steadier after last week's sharp swerves. Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Monday after last week's roller coaster ride left them shy of their records. The S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and the Nasdaq Composite all ended little change on Monday. Treasury yields moved higher. The focus on Wall Street has been on interest rates and when the Fed Reserve will lower them. Hot reports on inflation and the economy have forced traders to delay forecasts for when relief on rates could arrive. That raises the pressure on companies to deliver strong profits to justify higher stock prices. Reports on inflation and corporate profits are due later this week. On Wednesday will come the latest monthly update on the inflation that U.S. consumers are feeling. Later in the week will be reports on inflation at the wholesale level and expectations for upcoming inflation among U.S. households. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said recently he still expects to cut interest rates this year, but the central banks need additional information that inflation is headed toward its target of 2%. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy.
Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Do not give up. Look within. Find that strength you were endowed with from the beginning that was nursed in your mother's womb. Channel it. Move forward stronger, wiser, and more equipped for that which lies ahead. Now go make today amazing. Have a great Tuesday.
Luke Bryan is the artist of the week. This week, here's his new single, Love You, Miss You, Mean It. But here's the conversation that he needs.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway. By the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want.
Part of my conversation coming up with award-winning author Tina Siemens in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us, you're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Award-winning author Tina Siemens rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about the busy 2024 she's having. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Tina, always great to have you on the program. Thanks for being with us.
Cyrus, thank you so much for having me. Every time I have that on my calendar, it's like, yes, another great opportunity.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Tina. Well, Tina, you have so many things you've been able to do, and I mentioned the course. You've been stepping outside your comfort zone. You're going to be one of our speakers for the Right Stuff Virtual Conference, sharing the importance of storytelling, of course, through history. Talk to us about this experience, Tina, because you've been able to step outside your comfort zone in a lot of different ways. What has that been like for you to see how, by your stepping out on faith, the way that your actions have been rewarded?
It has been a journey that is absolutely scary at times, but also so rewarding.
Yeah.
Every time I'm challenging myself or challenged by somebody else like you, I've just learned so much to be more confident and be bolder, because every person in the world has a story to share. But so many are sadly never heard because they don't dare to step out. So I have loved to be challenged to share and to step out. I've always been comfortable in person in my own community, but to share on radio or to share on the podcasts and different Facebook pages, it's just been so rewarding to see that not only other people relate, but they have also been encouraged to share their stories. So always a great opportunity to be challenged.
Yeah.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back with you on tomorrow for more news, message from my book, Worry That Choose to Live By, Musical Artist of the Week, Luke Bryan, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, we're here with Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for tuning in to Conversations Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.